Blockbuster Nostalgia is brought to you by People's Choice Video Express. Rent, buy, sell movies, video games, adult titles, all manner of media, all manner of 1990s goodness. People's Choice Video Express, Tucson, Arizona, and Waukegan, Illinois.
The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Nandine.
And this is, of course, as well you know, because you listen to every one of our episodes, I'm sure.
All 102? 101?
It's like 140, really.
Yeah, that's true, because we do a lot of specials.
As you know, we are the movie podcast, counting down the biggest movies of the 1980s one by one. And as you certainly know by now, this is our very last of our recap extravaganza.
Countdown. Yeah.
As we go back and right before we get to that final four, we talk about all 101 movies that got us to where we are today.
Who are you?
I already said, but I'll say again, the one and only E.G. Seitz.
I am Frisco. I want to say that twice because we are so awesome.
We are very good.
No, this is a kind of a fun thing. I really like that we did this countdown thing, and I like...
It's been good times.
Is that we?
I hope you've enjoyed it, and if you haven't, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. But don't give us a review if you haven't.
I mean, if you haven't, exactly. If you have, definitely go on iTunes, tell your friends, all that stuff.
So after this,
but let me do another take on that because I feel like I missed a great opportunity.
Go for it.
So if you don't like us, if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Conan the Barbarian. I thought that was Rambo, but you know.
Yeah, they're very similar. They're very similar accents when I do them.
I assume that was Howard the Duck.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just as popular.
Just as popular accent. 80s comic book based movie.
Yeah, yeah. Just as popular accented comic book movie.
Yeah.
Howard Duck and Conan the Barbarian.
Very, very close. Very similar.
Yeah.
Both have duck breasts.
They probably made the same amount of money.
They honestly, oh my God, you're killing me. Yeah. You're killing all people of the world.
I mean, I'm not happy about it. I'm just saying.
You're probably right. Yeah. You're probably right.
They're probably.
I mean, one of them had the powerhouse that was George Lucas coming off of Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
And he had an animatronic duck tits. Yeah.
And the other one was with some crazy Austrian guy that nobody knew and could barely speak English.
Yeah. But then turned out it was
to be one of the greatest movies of the fucking 1980s. Yeah,
so awesome and brutal.
Ah,
but after this, we're gonna talk about
We're gonna do the final four. Do a couple wish list episodes, and we'll talk about that later.
And then we'll move on.
But we're gonna talk about right now. We're gonna talk about episode 90,
Bonesy, and the Temple of Doom.
This, of course, is the movie that stupid people think is the worst Indiana Jones.
No, because it's really good.
Yeah, and it may even be the worst, but it's still fucking great.
I mean, it's not the worst.
I mean, obviously. Yeah.
If you're talking about the original trilogy, it's like saying that Return of the Jedi is the worst Star Wars.
Right, which comparatively it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Because they still haven't done better than Return of the Jedi in the last 30 years.
Yes,
so,
correct.
Yeah.
Mike joined us for this one.
That's right.
Mike Olivares, who does the Tucson Comic Con.
Does the Metal Sloth. Check him out on Instagram.
Yeah, check out his Metal Sloth. It's crazy.
Sloth is cool.
Yeah. This one also was the... I feel like it was the one that I liked the most as a kid. Because
it's very cool.
Because it had a cool little kid that, I don't know, they just knew each other. He drives a taxi in fucking Hong Kong.
That's right. He has things on his shoes.
Yeah, he rides a taxi. And then Indiana Jones just falls into his cab and he's like... Dr. Jones, and
they just go. There's no explanation. They just go.
He also drives him to the fucking airplane, gets into the airplane with him.
That's right. He does.
He doesn't. He never like. He's just like, all right. Well, I drove you here. Bye. No, he's like, come with.
He's in. Yeah.
And then he's playing cards. He's a cheater. He's a gambler.
Yeah.
He's like fucking 1989 Burt Reynolds, but in a
tiny Asian body.
Asian body. Yeah.
And an 8-year-old Asian boy. Exactly. Yeah, he really is. God, Short Round was the best.
Yeah, Short Round was the fucking best. I wish I would have brought him back. He should have been the one instead of Mutt.
Instead of Mutt, yes.
Yeah.
100% it should have been Short Round.
Fuck, if they're going to bring people back, might as well.
I would rather bring him back than the love interest from Raiders.
Yeah, which was fine.
She's great, but Short Round, come on.
She was also love interest in The Wanderers.
Well, yes.
This was a movie that made the PG-13 rating, famously.
That's right.
Yeah. Or at least
because
one of them.
Because people were like, this was PG, this is not, this is too much.
Yeah, they were like, hey, guys.
There's a heart getting ripped out, and blood, and people getting burnt alive, and...
A living person's heart.
Yeah.
There's also a guy that gets mangled by a mangler.
Yeah.
He gets squeezed out like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, there is a lot of weird, they're also kidnapping children and forcing them into slave labor.
Plus, there's a lot of gross monkey brains.
They eat monkey brains. They eat eyeball soup.
Baby snakes.
He eats a baby snake. The guy picks it up.
Surprise.
It's weird. All right. So nobody does that. Nobody just picks up a live animal and just
sucks it down.
Maybe the octopus in fucking Japan, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
An old boy. Korea.
Right. Old boy Korea.
Old boy Korea has that. But that's just kind of old boy Korea.
Yeah.
Very rarely do you. I mean, I've heard of like the tiny little crabs that you just eat alive
Well, I'm pretty sure.
But not a full snake.
Not a full snake, yeah. Because, no, Nathan, who's been on the podcast a couple of times, has been to Korea several times and definitely ate at least one live thing.
It was an octopus that they cut up, and then it's still moving.
But it's still moving, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Which is shitty.
It's weird.
I would do it in a second.
Yeah.
But this created the PG-13 because, people were like,
too much.
Hey, parent guidance, what does that mean?
But it wasn't enough for R because we still got to have kids see that fun adventure with Short Round.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't not have the kids have that. Because also it didn't have any sex in it.
No.
Indiana Jones actually...
He gets very close.
He gets close, but at the same time, he's got
his priorities. Prerogative
is somewhere else.
His priority is first... Shit. Yes, exactly. First whipping stuff. Also not getting killed by the assassins that were sent to kill him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that kind of distracts from the sex somewhere.
The world's fucking sturdiest ceiling fan. Where he's able to hang a 300-pound man off of
that's
it.
That's right.
And it holds... I want to know who that fucking...
Whoever made that one. The builder, the contractor that made that mansion... Give that guy all of the...
Where do you get those toggle bolts, man? Like, there's some strength in that thing.
I want that guy to build my house.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it has the best sidekick.
Right,
sure. And the worst sidekick.
And she's fucking garbage.
Which is the lady that Steven Spielberg
was
banging at the time.
Yeah, and all she does is scream and shout through the whole movie.
Just a lot of indie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
She wants to save their life because there's bugs.
That's right.
I mean, she does eventually, but, she cries a lot about it and then fucks up again and leans on the thing again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Kali Ma-ing in this.
Ah. Kali Ma.
Yeah. Also, a lot of Indiana Jones not being nuts, but being crazy.
That's true. This is also the movie that sort of the way it does stand out. Obviously, one is he's not fighting Nazis, but also this is the Indiana Jones movie where they're like, well, I take that back. I was going to say this is the Indiana Jones movie where they're like, no, magic is real.
All of them, magic is real.
It's just in the other ones, magic is God. And good God-fearing American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or aliens. Yeah, you're right. Aliens in the fourth. I don't talk about the fourth one.
But all right. This is because this is one of my points whenever people talk shit about the fourth one.
Yes.
It's that this one has the most ridiculous over-the-top shit in it.
That's true.
Other than that, where
he jumps out of an airplane on the raft. It's pretty cool, though.
And survives
that. Pretty cool stunt.
And then falls off a waterfall that same raft, and then they survive that.
So, you know.
Yeah. They're also pulling beating hearts out of people's bodies, and they're still alive.
Yeah.
Like, cut some slack. Let's cut some slack.
Some slack.
I like people that are like that. They're like, he would never ever survive in a fridge.
Fridge, yeah. But if he can fall 1,000 feet, in a raft and be 100% fine.
But melting zombie faces. Yeah, right, I believe that.
But dudes ripping out hearts by calling on the power of Kali Ma.
Yeah, whatever those fucking stones.
Kali,
were.
Yeah.
I believe that. Dude's fucking...
What, Last Crusade? Yeah. Dude living forever. 700 years
the
700 because he's drinking from a cup?
Yep.
But that's Jesus stuff, and,
Jesus stuff is true stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus stuff is the myth that we agree on.
Yeah.
That's the myth that we think is right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the real magic is the invisible sky god that looks down on us all and judges us.
But Temple of Doom was great. Also, it's very funny.
It is very funny, yes.
It's a very funny movie, yeah.
There's voodoo in it. It's fucking great.
Yeah, and then that leads us to the
last one.
The third one. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. This was our longest episode ever, I think.
This is the longest, by far the longest episode ever.
We talked for 14 and a half hours.
We talked for 14 and one half hour.
Yeah, this was nonstop.
We talk a lot about our issues with our fathers. Yes. We made a lot of breakthroughs, I gotta say.
We had to have IVs.
We did.
Because we weren't stopping to eat.
That's right.
Or rest.
No water.
We did have catheters put in.
That's true.
Because of the bathroom situation.
We didn't even really need to, but we just liked the feel of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I do some sounding.
I could have peed in a bottle, but.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have peed in a fucking Tide bottle.
Yeah. could have done that pretty easily.
It fits a lot. And also, there's already soap in there, so it doesn't even smell like pee.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
And then I can just put that in your laundry because we're recording at your place. Yeah. So,
and fuck your laundry.
Exactly. Fuck your laundry, motherfucker.
All right. Now I'm not doing laundry anymore here.
Yeah, I mean, I have been peeing in your laundry. I just make that clear.
I thought it was the loose monkey that I have here, but now I know better.
But no, I mean, you really, but also the Nazi monkey was a mistake.
Yeah, it was. I shouldn't have gotten the Nazi.
He heils a lot, and
it was between him and the ISIS monkey.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I was like, well, I feel like Nazis aren't going to come back and be popular again.
Yeah.
This was pre-Trump.
Hindsight's 2020. So. Yep.
Turns out, anyway, I thought the ISIS monkey were going to be the ones that I was going to be worried about. Here we are. Anyway, monkey's long dead, though, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, he fucks with the oven. I come back to a dead monkey. That's just kind of how monkeys work sometimes.
And, you know, I'm not going to let a monkey go to waste, so obviously we ate that monkey.
I mean, he was already baked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And delicious.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. He was in it for a long time. It was a low heat.
Plus, now I feel like I kind of know what humans taste like.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's got to be close, right?
It's got to be close.
I think it's probably going to be a mix between monkey and pig.
Probably. I mean, they do call it long pig in what, Zulu, right?
Yeah. That's what human tastes like.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they call it.
That's what they call it, long pig.
But if you like monkey and pig, a mixture between monkey and pig, it's kind of like when you taste a snake, and it's like it's a mixture between the fish and chicken.
Yeah.
With human being, monkey and pig.
So that's
we should mention that was Nick.
Oh yeah, right, yeah. So Nick
Generals joined us. He's very insightful.
He actually came very prepared in a way that we are not prepared for.
Yeah.
In a way that none of our guests have ever come. He had notes and theories and
he had a lot of good information.
Yeah, a lot of information about it.
Also, go visit him at Bar Passé in Tucson.
Yeah, Bar Passé.
Tip him. And mention us.
Fantasy Comics sometimes?
Yeah,
still?
Fantasy Comics. Yeah. Sometimes he helps out during the events.
Yeah.
But yeah, mention us just to kind of blow him away a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I heard the episode.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be cool. But it's a cool episode. It's a great movie. You get to see Adolf Hitler in this one.
Yeah.
He falls in love with the worst fucking bitch in the world.
I mean, she's pretty hot, though.
She's pretty hot, but a crazy German Nazi chick.
And she also had sex with his dad.
They had
Which
sex with his dad.
Seems like a deal breaker.
Yeah, for reals, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the Nazi thing you could maybe work around, but the having sex with the dad part.
Yeah, like the Nazi thing, it's like it's the 40s.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't know who's going to win.
Right.
Maybe the Nazis are going to win, and then we're going to deal with these guys for the rest of my life. So you can't. Yeah, so maybe. But maybe. Yeah, but the fucking your dad. I mean, I guess it was good enough for Maverick.
Oh, no, she never fucked.
Yeah, she
James
did.
Gardner. No.
Yeah, she did. That's
she
what
just
she
flirts
said.
With him.
No, that was the whole thing.
Oh, she does say they're similar.
Yeah. I think if I remember correctly, she says you have the same exact cock.
That's true. Jodie Foster does say your cock
and his
are
cock
exactly the same.
Are exactly the same
length, girth.
Yeah.
They last exactly the same amount when they're having sex with in my vagina.
She's like, I can see in the eyes, the eyes of the cock,
the eyes of
your
the cock,
the eyes of the cock in your nose. I can see that, but the cock's lips are more your mom's.
Yeah,
that's what she said. If I remember correctly, cock's lips, mom's eyes and nose. Eyes and nose.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But it's even a friend's ex is, I feel like, a deal breaker.
Could be.
Ish.
Yeah.
Deal breaker ish.
Could be. It depends on how good of a friend.
How hot of a chick.
How hot of a chick, for sure.
How drunk of a person you are.
Yep. And how how shitbag of a person you are.
I check
and
off
we're
four
both,
of those.
Yeah, exactly. We're both drunk and shitbags.
I
so,
check off all those fucking boxes. All right. Any of my friends? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But it's a great episode.
It's a very great movie. Episode 98, we go back to the future.
What? That doesn't make any sense because you go forward to the future.
Not if back you have a DeLorean, sir. Then
the
you
cocaine guy's
probably
car?
Sue someone because of a bad car, I'm guessing.
Yeah. No, but it had those fucking cool ass doors.
It did have
doors.
The cool doors. Did have those Lamborghini doors.
Yeah, but not being a Lamborghini. Yeah. And everything you wanted in a Lamborghini without
except
being
for
a fucking
being
Lamborghini.
Like cool and fast
and
last
worth
a long time
millions
and worth
of
a
dollars.
Lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, this was a shit bad car.
Yeah.
A scientist guy.
There's like three movies about the DeLoreans now. Go look up those movies.
There's documentaries and movies, and there's so much about the.
All
right, so
it's all because of this movie.
Because
though, right?
of this movie, because
yeah, otherwise nobody would give a shit about the DeLorean. No one would remember that shit.
Because do you remember the
how many movies are about the Jaguar 64 entertainment system?
How many movies are about the fucking the fucking 78 Pinto?
Right?
Yeah.
How many 78 Pinto movies are out there?
The 84 Chrysler LeBaron.
Yeah.
How many documentaries are about that motherfucker?
I mean, Chrysler still exists. So.
No, Chrysler's long gone.
Oh, you're right, actually. Yeah. I think they are quite
Chrysler's long gone. Yeah, how many movies are about that shit? None of them. But this was the movie where a mad scientist and a young boy.
Can I no longer get a Chrysler?
You can no longer get a Chrysler.
Oh, that's.
I mean, not a new Chrysler.
Well, that's true. I could always.
You can just get an old Chrysler.
If I was. Some sort of
that was my first car was
scum that gets an old used car
85
which I definitely am
Chrysler Caravelle was my
really
first car. Yeah, not a Caravan, which everybody thought, and I every time I try to put it
to
into
very,
systems they would always be like Caravan, and I'd be like no, I'm not
Caravelle.
Fucking driving a van, it's a Caravelle.
I'm not a soccer mom over here, I'm a teenager.
Come on,
I'm a teenager here.
I'm 19 years old.
Although if you did have a minivan, then you got that party van action going on.
Yeah, I feel like if I had a minivan, I would work really hard to try to take the seats out of the
back.
Exactly. And then I wasn't very good at that shit, so it would have just been a wreck back there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But I had a boat of a car. It was white, and it was...
It weighed 7 million pounds.
Yeah.
Made of solid steel. You killed three pedestrians.
I could change the fucking brake pads on that thing in like 12 minutes. Because it's fucking easy. Now it's like sensors and shit.
Yeah, those sensors, man.
It was a cool car. I miss that car. I drove it till I fucking killed it.
Nice.
Yeah. I just, I'll eventually. So
that's how I feel about my cars and my women.
Yeah.
I mean, into the ground.
I had a power steering issue where if I turned right, it would shoot out power steering fluid. And then so it would smoke like crazy.
Nice.
So I always had to turn left as much as I possibly could. Because
a lot of roundabouts to get to places,
and if I was gonna park, if I had to park, I would have to park
always
to left.
Go to the left.
Because if I parked to the right, I would have to stay by the car so that people wouldn't call the fire department because it would just smoke power steering smoke up like fucking bananas, dude. That was a great car.
That was a great car.
Yeah,
great car.
That was a great car. I wish I wouldn't have just donated it to the junkyard.
Now what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about, though.
We're talking about Back to the Future.
All right.
Doc Brown, Marty McFly.
One of the greatest time travel movies ever made.
Everything pays off.
Everything is set up.
Except for the mom
everything
fucking.
Everything pays off, except for the mom fucking, which we were kind of all hoping. He gets pretty close. His plans are weird because his plan is like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. Here's how I'm going to get you, my mom to fall
my
in love with my dad.
Fall in love with my dad. Sure, sure.
I'm going to get as handsy as I can with my mom.
Right.
So that my dad has to come and save her from me.
Despite the fact that my mom very into it.
So, yeah, exactly. So my mom
this has already been established.
Already
firmly established in like three scenes that she is down.
She's down because he's replacing the dad in the scenario.
Yeah.
So, but the plan is so like, come on, man. Like he was like,
I'm going to get really handsy with her.
How about if I go and like feel her up and I don't know, maybe she like, you know. Grabs my dick and shit.
Yeah,
like,
maybe I get a couple fingers in. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, she's really into me and she's really young. And then Doc should have
really
been
hot.
Like, you don't have to do that. Like,
He's like, no, I think this plan's going to work.
Yeah.
I think if he comes in,
you could just
I'm like,
be a dick. You could just stand her up.
Yeah, yeah.
You could stand her up and then the dad can come in and then be like, what an asshole that guy is. And then do that. No, he's like, no, but In the car, though, if I grab some titty,
yeah,
you know, it'll really get the point across.
Right, yeah.
Then also, forevermore, she'll always, like, see her son and be like, he looks a lot like the guy that almost tried to rape me. Yeah. Luckily, it doesn't work out that way, and no. Biff comes in, and Biff...
Instead, it's just very...
He looks scarily almost rapes her.
Yeah, instead, it's just the dad looking at Marty going, like, he looks a lot like that guy you dated when we were in high school. It's kind of weird.
And named them after him, also.
Oh, yeah.
Also no, because it was Calvin Klein.
But he tells them to name him Marty.
Yeah. He says that. Yeah. When you have a kid, name him Marty. He also plays Johnny B. Goode.
He does.
It's
he,
clearly him singing and playing.
That's right. Clearly him.
Michael J. Fox, the pipes of a black man in this movie.
Uh-huh.
The guitar skills of a black man in this movie.
Sure. Or a Joe Satriani or something like that. or a Daniel from, I want to say Danielson because that's how I know him, from Crossroads.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Good old Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio, yeah. Not the Marvel Comics editor, which always got me confused as a child.
Is it spelled the same?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. The Marvel Comics editor, Ralph Macchio, that worked on Marvel Comics for like 20 years.
It was spelled the same?
Same exact way as Ralph Macchio, the actor. And it made me very confused as a child. So I was like, does Karate Kid also edit on the Spider-Man?
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Also, Ralph Macchio should have played Spider-Man.
That, actually, you're right. If Spider-Man was made in 1988, 100% it's Ralph Macchio.
Or Michael J. Fox, actually.
Or Michael J. Fox.
They're a good fight. If they fight each other,
that's true.
Two young, like little dudes.
Oh, man, who do you go? Michael J. Fox or Ralph Macchio for Spider-Man? That's a good one.
Who would you choose? I would go Ralph Macchio just because... I don't know.
He's more New York?
Yeah. He's more like Italian New York type.
Yeah.
He's also got like the full black hair, and he's a little tiny bit taller.
He is.
Yeah, I don't know, but Michael J. Michael J. was too little, I think. Too little.
Yeah. Mary Jane? Elizabeth Shue, obviously. Blonde, though. She's blonde. Yeah, that's true. Gwen Stacy.
She's Gwen Stacy, yeah, you're right. So,
who was a redhead in the 80s?
Oh, well.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. God damn it.
Molly Ringwald. Molly Ringwald. Molly Ringwald is as Mary Jane,
obviously, yeah.
You get Elizabeth Shue as Gwen Stacy.
Damn. I'm already like hard at this.
Yeah, I know. Green Goblin is...
Judd Nelson.
Well, Judd Nelson would be the son, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right, because Green Goblin has to be like a dad age. Like an older guy. Was it Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman would not
Dustin
bad,
Hoffman
right?
wouldn't be bad,
he's,
yeah.
He's at the right age. He's got the range.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman. For sure, Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, I'm liking this...
Kingpin, can we get Rob De Niro? Can we get young Bob De Niro? Not really young at this point.
Bobby De Niro?
Yeah.
For Kingpin?
But right off of, you know...
Don't you want Kingpin to be like a bigger guy?
I guess, but I'm just thinking he's a gangster. He's Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci is Kingpin. Go the other way.
Yeah, go the other way.
Go the other way. He's small, but he's intense. He's stabbed you with a pin. He's super intense, crazy.
Like, kind of like a white guy. Yeah, that's true. I'm like, this is a wizard level of
fan casting.
That's
never going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What about Danzig as Wolverine? Because he has sideburns, dude.
Yeah, remember,
buff.
He's hairy and not that tall. They did nail it with Patrick Stewart, though.
Did
they do a Spider-Man one?
Oh, I'm sure they did, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was probably
96.
It was just whoever was popular at the time.
It was always just whoever was popular at the time. Exactly.
So it was like, oh, Cameron Diaz just came out in The Mask, so now she's Jean Grey or whatever the fuck.
Domino or something.
Exactly,
some shit.
Yeah,
that's true. That's how it always went. I like her Spider-Man casting.
Yeah, it's great.
So anyway, that's Back to the Future.
That brings us to episode 99. It is the original Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. First of all, great song.
Who are you going to call?
A rip off
of a Huey Lewis song, but it's amazing.
Also, Bustin' makes them feel good.
Bustin' makes them feel so good.
So good. So, ugh. This is a goddamn near perfect fucking movie.
It's really good, actually.
Screenplay, movie.
The effects are incredible. The cast is amazing.
The jokes hit. The fucking ghost design.
The way that it balances being like a ridiculous, dumb comedy, but also like a fun sci-fi action movie.
And they just made up sciencey sounding shit.
Yeah. And we were just like, yeah, okay, ectoplasm. Like,
yeah.
And,
yeah, that sounds correct.
Ray that proton, but yeah, okay, whatever.
A level 4 apparition, yeah, like, with, yeah, full on.
They said level 4, so they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that sounds sciencey, right?
It does. And it's also Bill Murray being Bill Murray, a.k.a. trying to get it
carrying
in.
Carrying the movie.
Trying to get it. Well, yeah, carrying the movie, but also just trying to get it in.
Actually, everybody carries this fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. But we've talked about this before, but every Bill Murray movie before 1998 is just Bill Murray trying to get it in.
Yeah, the whole time. Being charismatic.
Yeah, being charismatic as fuck and being like the greatest leading man. And then every movie after that, it's just Wes Anderson, Bill Murray being this incredibly complex, sad, like depressed, sad man.
Yeah.
With just layers
of... So many issues. Yeah. And then also trying to get it in.
And also trying to get it in.
Yeah, he tries to get in a lot of Wes Anderson.
That's the whole point
Anderson
of Rushmore, right? Like, yeah, he's trying to get it in.
Yeah.
He competes with an 18, or no, a 16-year-old.
He competes with a 16-year-old
trying
to
get it in, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
God, that's a good movie.
Don't forget Larger Than Life.
How could I?
He has an elephant in that.
He has an elephant.
Ghostbusters, yeah, God damn it, if I don't love this movie so much. There was... I remember,
I mean,
if
look,
anything, there was
movie,
no Dana, but there was Sue.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie started an empire. We're talking multiple cartoons, multiple films, still going to this day. They're making another one.
Yeah, there's another one coming out.
Yeah.
This is also the episode, my Rick Moranis episode.
Yeah, this is where you do a lot of very good Rick Moranis impressions.
A lot of the, like...
You really kind of took my corner on this one.
Yeah, because of the impressions.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. Whereas, like, yeah, you know, I thought it would be fine if we did the podcast. And, you know, Eric decided he was going to come down, and he had a lot. You know what I said? I said we should really set up two microphones this time. You know what I said? I said two microphones so that way, you know, we don't step on top of each other. We can each have the voice. And, yeah, he set it up. I don't know if you know Eric, but he does a lot of good work over there downtown. He does a lot of podcasts and things like that. And I got some chips and some beer. And, you know, that beer was... half off this time. I got a half off because it's a little bit old, but you know, I still like it.
Yeah, that's Rick Moranis in this movie.
Yep.
It's also, this is a classic situation of like, let's just get some funny people.
Yeah, let's get all the funny people.
Let's just get some funny people. Like, we've got some time to shoot before Bill Murray and them are free. So, hey, Rick, you do improv all the time.
Can you do some shit?
You want to do some shit? And he's like, yeah, I got this.
He was on, like, Second City or something?
Yeah,
like
he
right?
was Second City guy.
Yeah, he was Second City. So he's like, yeah, I can do some fucking improv.
So
sure.
They just had him run around town for, like, a week before the main cast got there.
Yeah,
just doing crazy shit.
Hilarious shit. And then Sigourney Weaver, always amazing.
Yeah.
7-foot-tall Sigourney Weaver.
Somehow. Fucking 7-foot-tall Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Very sexy, too. Which,
always, somehow.
I mean, not always, but...
Yeah, that's true.
In these movies.
In these
sexy
movies, and in like half of her movies, she's got range.
She does.
She can be sexy or completely unsexy.
Or
and sometimes...
Very strong. Always very strong.
Very, sometimes strong and sexy.
Yeah, often.
Often.
Also... This is the podcast. Well, I mean, we're not the first, obviously, to bring it up. No, they've been bringing it up since the fucking movie came out. But Ghost Blowjob. If you ever saw this movie on TV, maybe you didn't see the Ghost Blowjob. Maybe you did. I think you did, actually.
But I don't think you see it all. I think it's...
And
it's,
I think you forget about it.
And you, yeah, because you're a kid and you don't really understand what's
going
on.
And it's in the middle of a fucking montage.
It is, yeah.
It's like there's ghost stuff happening.
It's a weird
thing. Oh, they're like... And it's like... It's a montage where they're like, we're driving in an ambulance. We're catching ghosts.
We're
kicking
getting ghost
ass.
Blowjobs.
And then
yeah.
he's just like getting a blowjob in the middle of it. And then back to the ambulance. Back to catching ghosts. And they're like, wait, break that up.
what just happened?
Yeah, like, what the fucking...
Dan Aykroyd,
did Dan Aykroyd just get a blowjob from a ghost?
Yeah.
Clearly he did.
Yeah, he did.
It's a sexy lady ghost.
So we've talked a lot about getting sexual intercourse with non-humans. We've talked about aliens. We've talked about mermaids.
It's a weird thing.
We've talked about robots.
But all right.
We've done it. Like, it's us.
Crocodiles, I think.
Crocodiles we've talked about.
Yeah.
We've talked about ghosts. So... I don't know. Go like let's like final four bracket it up real quick.
Are you seriously asking the what the best non-human
sex
I is?
Am. So I'm saying, all right. So let's just
these
say
these are all crimes. By the way,
a ghost can be consenting adult. I don't know what you're talking about. A mermaid,
I mean,
too.
If it's a residual apparition, right?
Mermaid's not a crime.
If a mermaid is animal-like, it's a crime, I feel.
No, a mermaid's human-like.
But it's what if it's like a weird animalistic mermaid?
Then you're getting into some funky stuff.
I guess the Shape of Water is that, right?
Yeah, like, that's exactly Shape of Water. Yeah. And nobody thinks that's a crime.
That's true.
I mean, it is a crime that it won Best Picture. Hot
no,
take.
It's a great movie. It deserved Best Picture.
It's a good movie. It's fine.
But anyway, all right. So you're talking about animal.
I'm just saying mermaid v. ghost. Who would you rather? Ariel versus the ghost in Ghostbusters.
Are we putting droids in there?
Yes, obviously we're putting droids in there.
All right. Aliens?
Aliens for sure.
Okay. Like three-titted aliens from...
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. From Puerto Rico.
Three-titty... Well, she's not even an alien. She's a human with three titties because she had surgery.
Like nuclear? Or no, she had surgery.
She had surgery. Okay. I think if you're going aliens, you got to...
No, she didn't have surgery. Was she an alien? Wasn't she
There's no aliens in Puerto Rico. They're all just humans. They live on Mars.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're just like weird... Like,
but I mean, they're Star Trek aliens. And we've already talked about alien aliens.
Oh, yeah, like the Xenomorphs.
Yeah. Which I would not recommend a blowjob for one of those.
I mean, it's got two mouths.
It's got two mouths, though. I mean, it does have those two mouths, though.
Yeah.
That one really little mouth, that's got to be some tight.
That's yeah, exactly.
That's got to be tight, yeah.
That's the one you... I don't even want to go too much deeper.
I'm just saying, ghost blowjob, it's pretty high up there.
It is pretty high, but especially because she's like a sexy, floating, white-dressed lady.
That's right.
Pretty sexy. Also, though, what if it's like a Beetlejuice ghost blowjob? Like
not so much.
Miss Argentina?
Wait, which one was Miss Argentina?
The receptionist. Wouldn't have had my little accident. She had big old boobs and she had the sash because she was Miss Argentina.
That's right.
She was green for some reason. I don't know how she was. How was she green? Or blue?
Yeah. Tim Burton?
Tim Burton is why.
Tim Burton
she just
likes
killed
that
herself.
Shit. Yeah.
She didn't die blue.
I mean, you saw Corpse Bride and all that shit. Tim Burton's into some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, there you go. Now you're talking about Ghostbusters Ghost or Beetlejuice Ghost.
Ghostbuster Ghost, I think.
You still got Ghostbuster Ghost?
I mean, although Gina Davis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a ghost. Peak Gina Davis.
Peak Gina Davis.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, is it peak Gina Davis? Because Cutthroat Island.
I'm going to go more with the Earth Girls Are Easy Gina Davis.
That's a good one, too.
There's like a bathing suit scene in that.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of beach stuff.
It's pretty good.
There's some beach stuff on on Earth Girls.
All you got to do is shave those aliens and you're good to go. How come there weren't any female ones of them?
On Earth Girls Are Easy?
Yeah.
Because I assume only the guys were... It's like a bachelor party situation. They're all just coming to Earth to get laid.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's why Earth Girls Are Easy.
Exactly.
I mean, and then also, if they're a female one, which would be pink hair, obviously.
Of course.
When you shave it, is she going to be super hot, too?
I would hope.
Because it was Damon Wayans. It was Jeff
Jim
Goldblum.
Jim Carrey,
first
right?
All. Jim Carrey, Damon Wayans, and Jeff Goldblum.
Right.
So who would be the female one?
So
Ally Sheedy, I'm gonna go Ally
who's
Sheedy.
Like the three females that would relate to Jeff Goldblum, Damon Wayans, and Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question. All right, so we need one kind of nerdy but relatable one. Ooh, okay, and then we need the token black, and we need the crazy comedy.
Oh man, but back then, like token black was hard to come by when it comes to women.
Yeah.
It would be like Grace Jones.
Oof.
I mean, for comedic effect. Grace Jones.
For comedic effect, sure. Yeah, you're right. What about Whitney, or not Whitney Houston, Tina Turner?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Tina Turner, them legs, dude.
Them legs. Fucking Beyond Thunderdome era Tina Turner?
Hell yeah, Beyond Thunderdome.
Thunderdome Tina Turner. The nerd girl, I'm thinking Ally Sheedy, probably.
Yeah, probably. What about Jennifer Jason Leigh?
The
main girl.
The main girl? That could work. And then who's the Jim Carrey of females?
Back then. Yeah, like Rita Radner and shit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too old, I think, but...
Maybe Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Maybe not Jennifer Jason Leigh, maybe Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, Lily Tomlin, Grace Jones.
No.
Tina Turner. Yeah. All right. Nailed it.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah. So that's Ghostbusters.
The reboot. Yeah, anyway, that's Ghostbusters.
Let's talk about Top Gun, because that's the next movie.
What was the Top Gun song?
What was the Top Gun song?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Top Gun?
You being serious right now?
I'm being serious right now.
Highway
to that's right.
The Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. What, and also, what's the song that they sing to her at the bar?
Oh, that would be You Lost
That, lo- oh,
that
that's right.
Love and right, Feeling.
Yeah, this is that weird. He got the whole bar to sing along.
He got the whole bar. to be like, hey, you want to help me get laid? And the bar was like, yeah, okay.
We will. We're all fucking
we're all Navy guys. Guys
or whatever they were. This is also the movie where he's the worst fucking cadet.
Yep.
He keeps breaks fucking
every
it up.
Rule.
He does not.
Fails every test.
He loses at every fucking gunfight yep. that they do. And then at the end where they're like, hey, we got a real life situation happening. I like Maverick. The cut of your jib. Yep.
Since Maverick, a fucking you didn't graduate. You're a washout. You're in.
Your friend got you got a your guy friend, killed,
yeah,
right?
You got a guy killed. Yeah.
You're in on this one, dude. Yeah. It makes no but it's I also has some of the
hey
best
guy,
fucking
you know, no, the stunts.
The stunts.
The
are stunts. Great.
The air oh, it's all real. That's what shit makes too. This movie.
It's yeah. all real shit.
What makes this movie is they got the Air Force to be like, oh yeah, we're gonna take up a bunch of jets and fly you around, it'll be fucking amazing looking.
Yeah.
This is also the movie that the guy that hates following orders, hates rules, hates any sort of bureaucracy or military like strategy or anything like that is like, you know what I want to be though? A teacher.
Yep. That's exactly right.
What?
All right. I want to be part of the fucking system now that I hate it.
Yeah.
Eventually it breaks you down.
What?
Well, the next one I think is just going to be like a mild-mannered teacher.
Yeah, obviously, Top Gun 2 is coming out.
I think Shia LaBeouf plays his son.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf plays his son, Mutt, and he's yep. just a glasses wearing. He's got the arm patches. You
oh,
know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Elbow
he's got
patches,
the tweed jacket.
The tweed jacket.
With the leather patches, yeah.
And he's like, danger zone. That sounds dangerous. I think we should just maybe
this,
pull
this
back.
Is not about danger, my friend.
Follow the rules.
This is about following procedure.
Yeah.
Following the rules.
You're gonna just be very careful. These jets are very fast.
And then Shia LaBeouf takes off super fast and blows soot in his face. And yeah. He's like, ah, blah, 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 blah.
Not only does he now wear a motorcycle helmet, but he doesn't even drive a motorcycle. He drives a Volkswagen because they have very good safety ratings.
A smart car. Oh, no, actually, you're right. He goes by the safety rating.
The safety rating. You know, yeah. Those Volkswagens, they ace every test.
Yeah.
So.
But
he's still wearing the helmet just in case.
Just in case, because the safety ratings, you know, they don't count for the other cars.
Exactly. And you can't be too careful. That's what Top Gun Maverick always says. You can't be too careful.
What's funny is that current Tom Cruise is way crazier than back then Tom Cruise.
That's true. So I assume this next movie, it's going to be off the fucking chain.
It's already done, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
God, I was really hoping for a fiery death
for Tom Cruise.
Like a fiery fucking
terrible person. He's got
to
make
that's
like
how he
more
wants
Mission
to
Impossible.
Die, man. That's how he wants. That's not me. That's,
that's
how he
true.
Wants
that
to
is
die.
How he wants to die. But I assume that's how he wants to die when he's like 107.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But then where's the romance in that? We're just going to be like, that fucking 100-year-old dude is still trying to do some stunts and
that's
shit.
True. That's true.
Yeah,
the
wanna,
tragedy.
You
want to
go
tragedy.
Like some Paul Walker style.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Yeah. That's, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, halfway through a fucking franchise that's going to last forever. And then you get to have your brother have a surgically enhanced
put on,
face.
It's not surgical, but CGI but,
face.
Yeah.
And then you get
although
to,
that would be hilarious if they would have just after he after Paul Walker died, they just faced off him and put his face on his brother's face, and they're like, "You're now Paul Walker."
If I was Paul Walker's brother, I'd be like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, fuck I am." I'm bringing in a
making
couple,
making that fast money,
fucking bringing in millions of dollars, money, yeah. And getting it in with everybody who thinks I'm Paul Walker?
Yeah, it's true.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I would have taken that. I would have taken that 100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tom Cruise riding around planes, getting it in. Also, shirtless volleyball scenes. Very homoerotic.
I mean, everyone makes the jokes. Because, yeah. You know.
Because the movie takes like 12 minutes to
be like, hey,
to show the plane.
Here's some man abs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, good on the movie to just be like, you know what? Let's just have some really attractive guys on this for this one time.
They got to have something for the ladies.
Yeah. Instead of having all the, like, you know, Porky style, a bunch of topless women, let's just have a bunch of topless dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good in the movie. And then,
I mean, it's 1986 or whatever, so obviously ladies aren't going to be interested in cool action or a romantic story or a brotherly bond between a man and his best friend that dies tragically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
there's no platonic
but you know.
There's no bromance.
Six pack dude.
Playing volleyball.
Now you got the ladies.
For 12 fucking minutes.
For 12 fucking minutes.
Yep.
It's also, of course, the scene where he goes to a date and then immediately is like, hey, can I take a shower? I'm very dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just kind of a baller move.
It was. He's like, yeah, I'm all greased up over here.
I'm all greased up and wet.
I've been playing fucking volleyball and fixing jets. Sweaty. I've been fixing jets.
Tom Cruise. I just rode a motorcycle over here.
Is it okay if I take my clothes off, get in your shower?
Yeah.
Just for my comfort.
If you want to come join me, whatever.
And it's just panties gone, dude.
Yeah.
Panties gone. Also, Val Kilmer, best pilot in the Academy
by far.
Best pilot
in the Academy, and not the villain.
He should have been the main character.
He was Top Gun.
yeah, he was.
He won Top Gun.
He is Top Gun.
He is the Top Gun. He knows how to follow orders.
It's one of those things where you don't remember it right. Val Kilmer, obviously the Top Gun in the movie Top Gun.
Yep.
It's the way that nobody put Baby in the Corner in Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, yeah.
Yeah, and you just don't remember it right.
Yep.
Val Kilmer, though. Yeah.
And then we wrap everything up with 101 Beverly Hills Cop, the original.
Wow, man.
This is
powerhouse that it's Eddie Murphy.
This is Eddie Murphy's absolute apex.
Think about how many movies Eddie Murphy made in the 80s.
At this time, think about this.
And this is the biggest one.
At this time, number one show on television.
Yep.
At least in late night.
SNL.
Number one album.
Party All the Time.
Hit number one.
Yep.
Number one movie.
By far.
Like, nobody's ever done that.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop. Well, has anybody done
that? I don't think. No one has ever done that, I don't think. You can hit us up on.
Are you sure Russell Brand didn't do that?
I'm pretty sure Russell Brand didn't do it. And I don't think 3 Foot Grunt ever hit it with Russell Crowe. I'm pretty sure Bruce Willis's blues band never went number one.
Dog Star? Or whatever the fuck. What about the. Goddamn.
Jared Leto?
Yeah. No. Jared Leto. Jason Schwartzman.
Jason Schwartzman has a band?
Yeah. That's Dog Star, I think. Billy Bob Thornton?
I mean, unfortunately not.
Keanu Reeves?
I'm just going to say no. I don't actually know.
No, actually, I think Keanu Reeves is.
Keanu Reeves has never done television, so.
Yeah, you're right. Also, Jason Schwartzman had, what was it? He had that awesome show.
Better Off Dead, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it was called.
Yeah, but it wasn't like number one.
No, it definitely was not, yeah. The one with Ted Danson.
Yeah.
It never hit number one, though.
Nobody
paid attention to it. It didn't have dragons or boobs, so.
What about John Goodman when he made
Roseanne
Blues Brothers 2000?
It was on Roseanne and King Ralph and, yeah, Blues Brothers 2000, the soundtrack that came 12 years later.
Yeah.
No.
No,
anyways,
right.
Eddie Murphy was the biggest thing in the 80s, and it's...
Yeah, this is the first movie. We already talked about the second movie where it's just him scamming people. This is the first one when he scams a lot of people.
He scams a lot of people. It starts with a scam.
He has a truck full of fucking...
Truck full of cigarettes.
Cigarettes, that's right. And then they take off, and then turns out it was an underground... It's like an underground thing that he just cooked up by himself?
Yeah.
As you do
when you're a detective, you just take evidence and set up your own sting without telling anybody.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have to use undercover agents that are vetted for that.
No. You just do it. You're a detective.
To be fair, though, the man could talk himself out of talk himself out of anything.
And I feel like if you put a bat cowl on that guy and just call him Batman, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do
that's
that.
Fine.
Yeah, that's true.
We let him do whatever. He's Batman.
He's working with the police, not against them.
That's right. Yeah, that's why they have the symbol.
Yeah. They call him every now and then.
Yeah. They have the red phone in the old 66 show. They're like, ring, 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 Eddie Murphy, we need you. And he slides down a pole and gets in a rocket car and does a lot of cons.
With a
improv.
Young man. He's got a young man with him.
Does a lot of improv.
Yeah. A lot of punching with big words.
Yeah. A lot of punching with big words, but then also pretending to be gay or a foreigner.
Yeah. A lot of like that. He's a lot of being foreigners or gay or just being like a job that he's not.
Yeah.
He's just a chef one day.
He's a delivery guy. He's a chef. He's a famous composer.
He's like, he's Ventura before. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'll be goddamn.
Yeah.
Just Ace Ventura before. Wait. Did Jim Carrey have a band?
No.
God damn it. We could have done In Living Color, Ace Ventura, and Jim Carrey's band.
And Jim Carrey's band.
I'm very disappointed in
Jim Carrey
for not having a band.
He let us all down.
He should have had a band. We should have been a lead singer in a band. I've heard him singing. He sucks, but
he should have been a lead. Maybe he could have been the bassist.
Oh, wait. Zoe Deschanel.
She's never been the number one in anything. Yeah. She's never had a number one hit.
Are you telling me that she and him... has never hit a number one hit.
I'm almost guaranteeing.
Are you telling me that Yes Man wasn't a huge breakout movie?
Never was.
Are you saying that...
was it That Girl? No, New Girl,
New
right?
Girl. Yeah, was
that
it the
actually
biggest,
was a pretty big hit.
The biggest hit on television.
I mean, I like Zooey. Zooey? Zooey or Zoe?
Zoe,
right?
Zoe?
Yeah.
Zoe? I think it's Zoe.
I'm a big fan.
I always call her Zoe. She's my girlfriend. Zooey
so
Deschanel. Call her whatever
yeah, you can
I want.
Call her whatever you want. You call her Z. You
yeah,
know, that's
if
fine.
I want to. But yeah, nobody has ever come close to the level of success that Eddie Murphy had in this year.
Like a 10-year, 15-year run.
Yeah, it's crazy. Before he was just a fat lady.
Yeah, before he was just a fat lady. Or a fat dude. Or both a fat lady and a fat dude.
It was
just
like, I can just be fat and...
And the funny thing is, like, farts and then like he could have just... He Russell Crowe'd it and got fat.
Yeah.
He could have like, just if all he wanted to do was get fat and be lazy...
He could have just been
You could have just gotten fat and lazy.
All Italian-American actors and just become a fat dude that becomes a mobster.
Yeah,
that plays
right.
mobsters from now on.
He could have been a Harlem monster.
I could have been a Harlem monster.
Yeah.
Like a...
like in Space Jam.
Like in Space Jam, exactly.
Or,
he's just like a sassy
or in
fucking,
Luke Cage.
Yeah, you're
or
right.
I assume he fights Harlem monsters.
Yeah, right? I mean, I would call them monsters. They're doing some monstrous shit. He could have been a Harlem monster.
They're really destroying the community. And what's more monstrous than that?
Or some of the old animated stuff. Some of like Fritz the Cat and shit like
oh,
that. You get a
yeah,
lot of,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, you get some Harlem monsters.
You get
monsters
some Harlem monsters in there, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's always like a big pig or some shit.
Oh, do you know what? I found out Fritz the Cat, now available on Amazon Prime.
Oh, hell
yeah. If you've
never
seen that shit.
Watch Fritz the Cat.
Fritz the Cat's cool, man.
Also, because the DVD for Fritz the Cat has been $45
yeah,
for the last 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah. I have the sequel. Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Not as good, but still cool.
Still cool. Yeah. Still Robert Crumb.
Robert Crumb. Very cool.
So, anyway. Beverly
I think
Hills
that's
Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I think so as well. He does a lot of scamming people. Yeah. And cool. Cool.
So, next week, we're most likely back to the actual countdown as we enter the final four.
The final four. We're coming up with some very cool episodes for that.
Yeah, we're coming up with some cool stuff, maybe some new guests, some different things. We're going to try some stuff out.
Yeah.
And of course, as we've mentioned, we do have those wish list episodes coming up.
Yeah, things that we didn't get to cover because they didn't make enough.
We already did the Breakfast Club. We got more stuff coming like that. We got some live episodes coming. Bunch of crazy things. So definitely, if you have a movie you absolutely positively have to hear us talk about, let us know at blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram or message us on Facebook. We're Blockbuster Nostalgia everywhere. Make sure to follow, like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Give us good reviews.
Please. Until next week, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landim.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.